CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. At least 104 people are now confirmed dead in the aftermath of catastrophic flooding in Central Texas. Volunteers on horseback, others with rescue dogs, are searching for more victims and possible survivors. Sunny White is holding out hope for a missing friend.
Last we heard from someone on Facebook that was camping over there with him and saw him alive in a tree, clinging on around 4:30 or 5 a.m. the day of the floods.
CBS's Jason Allen is along the banks of the Guadalupe River in Ingram.
Officials say hundreds of first responders are involved, some using drones equipped with thermal sensors to try to spot any survivors.
This is, if not the worst, you know, one of the worst, you know, this region in a very, very long time.
Local officials are facing questions over why Kerr County, part of an area known as Flash Flood Alley, never invested in its own flood warning system.
President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu last night to discuss next steps in ceasefire negotiations in Gaza. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
President Trump told reporters that he still thinks there is a good chance that a ceasefire deal can be struck. According to an official briefed on the negotiations, it would involve a 60-day pause in hostilities with a phased release of Israeli hostages and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza.
Netanyahu announced he's nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Airline passengers celebrating news, the TSA is dropping an almost 20-year-old rule that requires you to go through security in stocking feet. These two at Boston's Logan Airport say
it should speed up the process. I think it's, you know, everyone should be able to keep their shoes on.
It's hard for families when you're juggling or elderly.
The phase out began at a handful of airports yesterday, including Baltimore, Washington, Fort Lauderdale, and Philadelphia. Heavily armed ICE agents descended on a park in Southern California, much to the chagrin of the KNX Radio's Craig Feigener.
Dozens of federal agents swept through downtown LA's MacArthur Park. Some were on horseback, some in Humvees, and in the sky, what appeared to be a military chopper. California Governor Gavin Newsom says no one was detained, and he called what happened a cruel spectacle.
Kids in the U.S. aren't as fit as they used to be. CBS's Michael George explains.
A study published in JAMA found over the last 17 years, children's health has declined in a variety of categories, including obesity, physical and mental health, and child mortality. American children ages 1 to 19 are 80% more likely to die when compared to children in other high-income countries.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 2209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Walgreens will close its North Memorial Drive location in Racine August 5th. A statement sent to customers doesn't give a reason. It was just a few weeks ago that someone drove into the store. The company says they're trying to help people transfer their prescriptions. A federal magistrate judge has recommended denying Milwaukee Hannah Dugan's request to dismiss charges against her. The allegation is that she interfered with an ICE arrest at the courthouse. The magistrate judge yesterday said judicial immunity does not protect Dugan from criminal prosecution. The final decision on dismissal made by District Judge Lynn Edelman. Racine County is mourning the loss of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe, who died Sunday. It comes just months after his retirement. Babe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant. Funeral details are still pending. The Racine Public Library is a long Japanese cultural exchange series. It's all thanks to a grant from the UW-Madison Center of East Asian Studies. Events include workshops and a visit from Oiso Japan exchange students. Events start next week. The Bratstop might get a new neighbor. A four-story Town Place Suites by Marriott is being proposed next to the landmark, with Kenosha's Plan Commission set to discuss the hotel project later this week. It would feature 97 rooms, an indoor pool, and an outdoor patio. And a remembrance for Ronald Hart, Racine Raider legend and longtime elected official, will be held Saturday. Visitation will run from 3 to 6 at the Dreger Langendorf Funeral Home, with a service to follow. Read more about Ron's life online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddy Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to take our walks when they're there. If they're on the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost four in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for LA against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like, my friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together.
That's Dana Ross, Supremes, where did I love go? It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits. Hey, you know, this is dedication. Check this. Back in 2023, a 90-year-old woman in Texas named Melba retired after working at the same Dillard's department store for 74 years. That's not the amazing part. The amazing part is she started in 1949 as an elevator operator, switched to cosmetics, and in her 74 years, she never once called in sick or missed a single day of work in 74 years. It's what we call old school, right? Now we're lucky if somebody can go a month without calling in sick, right? It's 8:11. We're looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers. Highs near 80. Here come the birds. Here's Turn, Turn, Turn at WRJN.
Stop. could so much love be inside of you. Oh, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sun. Yeah, you are the sunshine of my life, baby.
That's Stevie. You're the sunshine of my life. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. It's 8:18. It is a, what is today? Today's Tuesday. I'm all confused. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of more showers and thunder bumpers. Lows around 68. And let's see what the outlook is for tomorrow. Sunshine with a high near 79 degrees. Right now, it is 67 degrees at Radio Park. Still some clouds out there, but the sun's trying to break through. Let's see what we got for you here. This is, you know, there's so many reasons why this wouldn't fly in the United States. But listen to this. A restaurant in Thailand gives discounts to thin people. There's a series of bars you can squeeze through to see what kind of discount you're going to get. It starts at 5%. Then the bars get narrower at 10% off, then 20% off. And the narrowest bar, if you can squeeze through it, your meal is free. A mom and her young son posted a video of going through the bars. She got 20% off. He got the free meal. I would never get even a 5% discount if I had to squeeze through those bars.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cookin', Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cookin' off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must-visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
For
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Oh, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Man, the bailiff's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, they'll never look back. And make it so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, I'll make it die.
Heartbreak Hotel, 824 Local News. Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Are you a liar? Yeah, let's find out. One in four Americans admit they tell at least one lie a day. So how do you spot a liar? Top signs are we look for that little to no eye contact, lots of fidgeting, and sudden sweating. You know, I watch a lot of these true crime shows, and whenever they get the guy in the, and we know who the murderer is, whenever they get him in the interrogation room, you can tell he's lying. I watched one of this guy forged a check. He was trying to cash it for $15,000. And he started fumbling through his sentences. The stories kept changing. You know he was lying. And the police knew the answers to the questions before they were even asking them. And, of course, they took him away in handcuffs. But they tried to talk their way out of it. They're so stupid. They know the cop knows the answer to this stuff beforehand. But they try. Day 25, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, partly sunny today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80. Right now it's cloudy and 67 degrees at Radio Park with Oliver. Good morning, Starshine.
good morning, Dada. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop gloopy, nibby lobby nibby, la 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 lo lo. Saba sibby saba, nubby abba naba, sibby lo lo. Ooby ooby walla.
Broadway musical Hair. That's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine. It's 8:29. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So how was your last weekend, the 4th of July weekend? Good? Not better than this guy. You ready for this? This happened in Iowa. This guy had a pretty good weekend. He proposed to his girlfriend on a Friday. She said yes. The next day, he bought a lottery ticket and won $390,000. Now they're planning to buy a house. Talk about having a real good weekend, huh? It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news again. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The cleanup is turning into a close down. Less than a month ago, a car plowed through the North Memorial Drive Walgreens in Racine. Now the company says they're closing the store. The two incidents don't seem to be connected. The company will officially close the doors at that location August 5th, according to a notice sent to customers. Walgreens officials say they're working to minimize inconvenience by helping prescription transfers. The company has not provided a specific reason for the closure. A four-story hotel could soon rise beside the Bratstop. The Kenosha Plan Commission this week will discuss a proposed Town Place Suites by Marriott on land sold to a developer from the owners of the legendary roadside restaurant. The plan is to build a 97-room facility with an indoor pool and an outdoor patio. The Kenosha Committee will consider the project Thursday. And a remembrance for Ronald Hart will be held Saturday. The Racine Raider legend and elected official passed away last week at the age of 81. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 at the Dreger Langendorf Funeral Home with services to follow at 6. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that memorials be made for a park bench at the Ives Grove Golf Course in his honor. You can read all about Ron's Racine life online today. There's a write-up at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. It's 71 right now.
You know what clickbait is? Clickbait is sort of a clicky headline that you don't really know what it means, but it's a trick to get you to click on. So here I am, stupid. I know what it is. And I'm watching, and it's like, Cardi B does this. And then it says, what's the one vegetable Tom Brady refuses to eat? What? What is it, a coconut? That's so dumb. And then I go down, but it's all blurry because I can't focus because that's all I think about. And they got me. So I go all the way back, and I click on it, and here we go. First window, Tom Brady was born in Northern California. Next. Tom Brady started playing football at the age of 7. Where are the vegetables that you swore to God you would tell me about? I'll save you 27 clicks. It's a tomato, ladies and gentlemen. I was way off. But I can't take it because 4 minutes later, I'm down there, weather, football, and it goes, you'll never guess what this 80s actress looks like now. It's so mean. I mean, she aged 30 years in 30 years. That was her big crime.
Seasons, December 63, and oh, what a night. It's 836, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. We've got a partly sunny day planned for you today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. Cloudy, chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 68. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 79. Sunny, 67 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, why did the chicken cross the road? You've heard that joke, right? Well, now a local ordinance in Quitman, Georgia, prohibits chickens from crossing the road. I guess that's the end of that joke, huh? I don't even know. They have a law they put into effect there? Chickens can't cross. What are they going to do? Ticket the chickens? I mean, chickens can't cross the road. All right, it's 836 WRJM with Donovan. And here's Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way.
tell you right now.
Sunshine Superman, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I see Dr. Phil's TV network filed for bankruptcy the other day. It's pretty complicated. The essence of the whole bankruptcy is he's suing the Christian network TBN for not doing something they promised they would do. Again, it's pretty complicated. All you have to know is Dr. Phil's TV network is bankrupt. It's 840 WRJN. I love them, the Four Tops, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. It's that same old song.
Oh,
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the current Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard, Paul Simon. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN. It's 8:45. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80. I just poked my beak out the door. Pretty humid, sunny, 67 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, a study debunked the myth that the sound of a crying baby wakes women up easier than men. Guys are equally likely to wake up. Now, here's the difference. We're less likely to get up.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Summer.
summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Let me ask you something. If your friends were talking about you behind your back, would you want to know? Someone polled 10,000 people. Only around two-thirds said yes, definitely. 64% said they would want to know. 22% said they wouldn't want to know. And 14% said they weren't sure. I think I'd want to know. I want to know who is doing it. There's got to be, you know, retribution. So I could talk about them behind their back. I want to know who is doing it.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Street.
On the roof.
On the roof, the only place I
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. Never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever time it down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Neil Diamond, you got to me. Sorry he retired. I know he had medical problems that he had to retire, but still, I think he had a lot of great music left in him. Hey, it's 8:57. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Coming up next, you've got my whole mind is discombobbled this morning. Dan is coming up next. Dan's got my whole mind has been a busy morning. He's got the Wax Museum coming up. Kurt Vollman after him. And a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I got to get my mind straight here. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Count me in. WRJN.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. Not first.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll has climbed to at least 104 from cataclysmic flooding in central Texas over the holiday weekend. Volunteer teams, some on horseback, have joined mounted police from Austin in a round-the-clock search along the banks of the Guadalupe River for anyone who might still be alive, including someone Sonny White knows.
We are still actively looking for our friend who is missing, but we've got his name on a lot of lists, and we've been going around all the ERs and hospitals and Red Cross to get his name out there.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Ingram.
This is really slow and tedious work, right? These rescue crews are having to work in sections